EBSC 93 writes, who you taking in a one versus one, Goku or Vegeta from Dragon Ball? First of all, my condolences.
Stephen A., don't ever pronounce Vegeta's name like that.
But what?
I just wanted to bring it up because
Vegeton? I didn't know what he was talking about.
Y'all didn't even know what he was talking about. He was talking about Goku versus Vegeta. And the reason I was bringing it up, because it's a real niche market. Well, not a niche market. It's a very popular market. But don't be trying to interject into our market, Stephen A. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, he could have passed
his
on
name's Vegeta.
Yo, research that before you guys.
I have a Funko Pop of him because he was important. Majin Vegeta was a beast.
Vegeta?
Bro. Like, he got the Lightning McQueen joint correct. Yeah. So I understand why you let that question come through. But if you know nothing, you got the it's your show. You can say, I don't know what his answer was, but that's what
you could just not have that one.
What did he call Vegeta again?
Vegeta, bro.
Vegeta,
yo, my boy Mike sent that trial, to the group chat, and we was upset. It was visible upsetness in my eyes when I heard him say that. Like, what are you saying?
But the thing is, it shows how big it is across the board because it even came across his desk, and I've been seeing.
And that's why I really played the game. Because rest in peace to the great. What's my man? I want to make sure I get his name right. Toriyama. You know?
Akira Toriyama.
Sorry, bro.
We knew the name, but
I knew the name.
I just wanted to get the pronunciation right and get it out. I didn't want to say it wrong. No disrespect. I just wanted to look at it and get it out. But you know, you made something. Like, you got to look back at like the times in our lives that we was dealing with this stuff. Like when we starting off with Salute to Darren and them, though. Like watching it with them and watching.
Remember, we experienced all that for the first time here.
Yeah.
On Cartoon Network, Toonami. Like, yo, we could be outside hooping.
Yeah.
What was Thomas. It, 4:30 come
it
around?
Was something or was it 5? 30. It was either 5:30 or 4:30 or 5:30.
And yo,
that time would come around. It's
how
like
do we
shut
even
it down.
Know what time
let's go.
It was, bro.
Let's go. We'll yo. We got to get back in, after, and then we'll come back out after, yo. But this has to be
had
seen.
The community in a chokehold because
it took mad long for my man to turn Super Saiyan. So we had to see it happen, bro. Like, whoa, this is taking too long.
And
but we got
to
see.
For the audience to understand, this is the era of when kids it was punishment to not go outside. So in the summer, great day, you come in.
90-something degrees, yo.
This is how iconic Dragon Ball Z, all that is, Super, all everything that's coming out in the States. Now, it's different. In the States, though, it wasn't cool to watch anime.
Yeah.
Some people was like, they didn't even think it was anime. They just treated it like a regular cartoon. Yeah, it's like
I was one of them people. I was like, yo, Dragon Ball Z not an anime, yo. That's different,
that's
yo.
That's crazy,
like,
though. I was that guy. I always thought it was an anime.
Yeah,
I knew
that's
it
how
was.
That's how different
that
it was.
It's great,
yo. That was the one joint. I watched that. That and then, of course, on the low, Pokemon.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
And Yu-Gi-Oh! But Dragon Ball was out before we was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that show is, what, running on 40 years? Close to it? Somewhere like that?
Amazing. Like,
and it's just continued to grow and grow and grow and grow. And we've gotten some dope films recently and everything, man. Yeah. Like, it just crossed so many boundaries. It was really dope to see all the people that he inspired that created other animes that were popular.
Yeah.
That everybody knows. Like, just speaking a word into how he influenced them and just good things like that. And it just caught a lot of people. It caught me off guard. I was like, what?
Yeah, man, that was tough.
Of course, you don't know what everybody's going to. Though, yeah. Right? Like, that's not young, but that's also not like...
It's like that sweet spot.
That's still catching
you
off guard.
That's that sweet spot where you can, like you said.
Like, you don't expect it, but when you look at it, you'd be like, I guess it could... Like, it's not... It shouldn't be too much of a shocker, but it's just like, man, you expect...
Sucks, man.
It sucks, though.
Yeah,
I started reflecting back on, you remember like the collection, I think we've talked about it on podcasts before, but the collection of like the photos and the pictures that people used to try to find online when you was in like, y'all might have been in like elementary school, but I was in middle school.
Yeah. Because I had a white binder where you could put
it. And you put it
in
the front of
the
joint.
Dad would let us print 1 hour.
Super Saiyan 20 or something crazy, something like that.
But you remember
back
then it was
fan art.
Primitive, yo, because like, it took like 20 minutes for the picture to print, yo.
You see it loading, yo. The picture would take mad long.
And
you'd
be hyped watching it coming out the printer extra slow, bro.
They had Goku looking like Gohan Beast with the hair 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But he had like gray hair on his chest as well and all type of
it's
stuff.
Crazy.
To my Super Saiyan 6, yo. Like, it was really out of pocket.
It was
yo.
Crazy. The hair just kept getting longer, man. Salute to the God, though.
Yeah. And it was dope because also, like, they was just showing how, listen, they were showing clips from like 2 to 3 clips that have really blew up again recently. They showed from like battle rap, where it's like all of these killers, gorillas, and drunk dealers, and rappers, and this, and that, and the third, and hustlers, and movers, and shakers. And it was like two of them was really crazy with the bars, where they mentioned it, and then they referenced basically Dragon Ball Z, and everybody in there went crazy.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is amazing.
That's a crossover.
It's impossible for you not to know it, bro.
Yeah. Everybody went crazy, yo. Yeah, so that means even they came out from outside for about 30 minutes, you know, just to mellow out, yo. Yeah. It's cold, yo.
I got a question for y'all. We need to say our favorite character from Dragon Ball Z, like all together. Who's y'all favorite characters? Or character. You can only pick one.
You know, I'm going to be boring. I'm gonna pop it off, yo. It's Goku, yo.
Yeah. He's very honorable. He's a very honorable protagonist.
No, he's not.
He gets you in
he's
trouble.
He's not honorable at all.
He's not that honorable.
He just wants to fight.
Mike,
he's
really dumb. He almost got the university.
He's an idiot.
He's
an
idiot. But he's an honorable idiot.
He just, he has honor.
He just be playing around. He just want to get stronger, bro.
Within him, like in the foundation of what he's doing, it's like from a really genuine place, but he's stupid. Like,
did you see that?
But he befriends like a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the strongest people in the universe.
I could have given a shout out. They was like, but y'all speaking on Goku being an idiot, somebody did like a joint, it was like a video, like one of them fake joints where they was talking about how Goku's a deadbeat dad, mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what I was about to say, he's a really bad dad. Yeah. Like, that's why I was like, I don't know if I want to be this, he's my favorite
Gohan
character.
Gohan would've knew he was beast back in the day if he would've just stuck around.
Piccolo finally got his respect and we all went to see
Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, finally, yo. Because, like, yo, he put in a lot of work for that family, yo. Yeah.
I'm trying to think, man. That's tough to pick. That's really tough to pick. But if I had to pick a character, just one single one that's outside of Goku, a newer one for me, actually, and I'm seeing this on the back of the Goku, this joint here.
Goku Black.
Yeah. Hit. I actually like
Hit
was
he's hard.
Season.
They got talked about him.
Yeah, they got a hit Funko.
Ooh, that's a tough Funko.
Assassin.
I need Jiren too.
Or Barris.
I need Jiren too.
Barris was another one of my faves.
Barris came around, yo, because I thought everything was about Shiesty. Yoli.
That's what makes it so super cool, the arcs of the characters.
He just liked the food.
He liked the food?
Yeah, the food kept him engaged.
It really shows, and this is a real thing, this is why these shows always come out, and then they got other good ones, like my lady be watching these, like people that go over or they talk about the history of their family and food, like how food really, it might seem small in the show, but food really be bringing people together, yeah.
Bro, there are food animes that I've watched, mm-hmm. And they are really good.
It's real, yo.
And it looks good. The food look good on the anime. Hang old you.
No, and my favorite character, y'all already know, because y'all know me, but Krillin.
Yeah.
He's my number one guy.
I already knew.
And behind him, if I had to pick, it would, y'all know I love Vegeta. Man,
I thought you were going to say Master Roshi.
I like Master Roshi too.
But Vegeta is it.
No, who was another one that was extra tough, yo? It was crazy. Somebody I was talking to, and this is going to lead into the next question I have for y'all. Somebody was talking about remember when Trunks first came back with the sword, bro?
Yeah.
And he fried the androids, you know, bro? What? Like, I forgot about a lot of that. I was like, yo, that Trunks was hard.
I'm a renege.
He came back twice. I'm a
renege on mines too, yo. It's Gohan. It's Gohan for me. My bad.
Gohan is nice too.
I like Gohan. I really do. I like
him, but
young Gohan when he killed Cell and all that, young Gohan. I'll say that because Beast Gohan was cool too. You know what I mean? When he went Beast Mode, but he was tripping. Like, he just really was. He don't want to be his dad. It's interesting when they show that dynamic, though. That's another cool dynamic.
His dad, like, I want to be here for my child.
My dad want to be the strongest person. Clearly, he just likes fighting, but I don't want to really be that.
Yeah. And the craziest thing is
because he half human.
Gohan is way better than all of them if he wanted to.
Yeah, he really is. That's why I said if his pops like he went Super around, Saiyan, he would have been Beast, bro, back when he was a child.
He had one movie. Well, Tournament of Power helped out
for real,
but he was Beast like essentially in no time. Yeah. You know? Like he's that much more advanced than everybody. If he really just really want to go really lock in like that, but he like I don't want to.
Yeah,
lock
he
like
other
like,
stuff.
I like other stuff.
He like
wanna
he like
scholar,
going to, he want to go to school. Yeah, he wanted to.
It's definitely going for me, though. Specifically from the DBZ probably.
I got real quick, I gotta give a lot of respect to that guy right there, Majin Vegeta, though.
Okay.
Yes.
As far as I'm, because it was in my line of sight, and I seen another clip earlier, like when he popped out, yo.
Yeah.
It was serious business. Sure.
I think you. That was.
Was around when they re-came out with the VHS and everything. I think we was probably like in like 6th or 7th, maybe.
We was young, bro.
Something like that.
Yeah. I just love how they make up every character sometimes an essential piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Piccolo. You see that guy. Right? Piccolo's arc as well.
Piccolo, that man.
Yeah. No, you was gonna say something?
Yeah. I had a question for y'all. And you could pick, because y'all seen everything. I saw everything when we was little. What was y'all favorite saga, y'all would say? And I want to go back to the old stuff when we was coming up. Like, what was y'all favorite saga?
Damn, man. I don't know if I can pick one of those. Because it's too many.
I ain't going to lie.
Off the top.
Off the top. Like, when you was a kid, the one that made you feel special. Because
really when we was locking in and everything and you was of that age to really just and request certain things. I probably just gotta go with the Majin Buu joint for me.
Okay.
It was so much that happened in there. And then we got to see Super Saiyan 3, the Majin Vegeta, the battle between, remember him and Goku? Like, yo, that joint was crazy, man. And like I said, we was coming of age and then all of the transformations from Buu at that time. And then the Spirit Bomb. I always make the joke, like, yo, he held the Spirit Bomb for like three quarters of a season,
took mad long to load that bad boy.
And it moved at like 2 miles an hour, yo. Yeah. When he finally released it, yo, and it still hit him. And he still didn't officially die, yo. It was crazy, yo. And now he just be sleeping and eating and stuff,
right? Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just go with that one on top.
I don't know, man. I can't pick that.
I'm going to say Frieza Saga.
Frieza was so cold.
The way Frieza, his transformations when they first hit.
I'll go with Cells, then. I'll go with Cells, yo.
Cell was fire, too.
They all were tough.
But Frieza was that. Cause Frieza was the like he was sassing Goku.
That would be the Gohan that I probably was most excited with, as far as in the Cell sagas.
As far as the most recent joint, the whole Tournament of Power just was crazy. Like,
fire. See, I didn't want to say even that because it was the most recent, but that joint.
I'm gonna give respects to a lot of the joints.
Fire!
Like,
I'm so sad I caught it so late.
Even the pre-tournament when Hit was introduced and all of that joint, like that joint, it had a lot of. I mean, they all had filler. It had some fillers like. Yeah. When it was the purple ooze, whatever.
It was a lot going on.
Duplicates and all that was kind of like, but like it was some really, really high moments in Super. But the movie run they had, I can't, yo. All the movies I like, yo.
Got the what's the resurrection? You got the of course the
superhero.
I only saw superhero, yo. I'm terrible.
And Broly's still probably like
Broly. That's up there, man. Broly is that one. Sheesh, that's when they start playing around with the animation crazy. Like, in the movie sense, like, whoa.
And I saw that in the theater. I'm so happy.
I'm mad I didn't see it, but I did see the movie, so I do know what it at least looks like. But the fight scenes was crazy.
Crazy.
Because it got more in depth. So when you see them go into the mountain, you see them going through the mountain.
Yeah.
Like, you see Vegeta plowing him through the mountain. Pause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy. But yeah.
Gotta pause that.
Yeah. But no, I know what he mean. Like when they, Mike. Oh, man.
You gotta watch that.
Yeah, when they fighting their little jumpsuits before that. And then that whole.
Because you got to see what you get to see is you saw the Gohan movie. So you see Broly training with them. And that other world with Whis and all them.
Oh, was it Battle of the Gods? Was before my fault. Real quick, I just want because I'm gonna name all of them. That was before
Battle of the Gods. I forgot about that. John.
First, and then
Resurrection.
Then Broly. Then superhero.
Yeah,
Just want to make sure I'm you gotta like.
I know. Because you remember when y'all put me on with Dragon Ball Super. Like I literally watched like the whole thing.
Yeah. It took you like
and
three
the Tournament
months.
Of Power in like 3 months, bro. I watched every episode.
And then Diamond's coming out.
Yeah, that looks
good.
So
they're going back to the quest and he's smaller and everything, which is going to be dope. And it's like, we spoke about this before. Of course, we didn't know unfortunate news was going to happen, but we'll speak about it again. Like, it was got so, like, I won't say ridiculous, but it got ridiculous. Was so super. It was like, yo, where do you go from here? Like, do you do the Dragon Ball? What's the other series that be on YouTube? Dragon Ball Heroes or whatever? That joint is
too much.
Out of pocket. It's out of pocket.
I thought it was, my boy put me on to that. That's a little wild.
It's like they brought it. They had to bring it. You can only bring it back, to build it back up again. You can't just keep.
Stronger beings just keep coming around. Like, what
they
were
destroying universes.
Yeah, it's like what are we doing now? Like, but I get why people do that. A lot of the fans will create that kind of stuff too. Yeah. That's kind of super
cool. I'm very excited too, yo. It's gonna be dope.
Damia looks great.
Yeah. I got one question. What's your favorite transformation?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Gohan, probably. Going into, what was that, two that he turned into?
Super Saiyan 2,
yeah. That probably got transferred, because that had that the lightning tough. Going around him and everything, right? Yeah, that was it. That was it for me. Transformation-wise. Even though, yo, this latest one was hard.
Oh.
Yo, dun,
dun, dun, oh, you talking about, dun, dun,
dun, dun. That was hard, yo. Oh, that was tough.
Oh, that stick was hard.
That was tough.
I thought you was going to go to beast mode, but nah, that joint was crazy.
I'm going to say when Goku first went Super Saiyan, like that meant a lot, because I felt like it was like three seasons where he didn't do none of that.
Kaioken.
Yeah, and you remember, it took like for him to actually power up and become Super Saiyan, I think it took, no lie, it was probably the end of the summer. It was probably the end of the summer. He didn't turn Super Saiyan until like midway through the first quarter.
It was 10 episodes, I swear. It seemed like it was.
Yeah, it was a while, yo.
Before he turned, actually.
It was a while.
That's when Dragon Ball was looking way more violent, too. Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. It was like limbs and stuff.
Yeah, they was bleeding and shit.
It was wild, yo.
His arm after somebody slammed him.
It was wild, yo. They didn't tone it back.
No, it was that was
fire. And it's still better to watch it like Toonami. Not Toonami. Crunchyroll and stuff like that.
Yeah, Crunchyroll.
Before you watch it when it comes out here. And
I got to sign in an ad for you, because you could watch a lot of that stuff if I sign in an ad on your joint.
Yeah.
Give you that. You could watch that. The Crunchyroll joint. I just got to sign in on your... I think they got that on your PS4.
Yeah, it's on there.
I would probably say, yo, it's crazy because it's like mad recent. But it's just the slickest looking one. Like, for some reason, I love when... Because remember, Vegeta, we never saw him go three and all certain things in between, right? But it's when he went. See, Mike didn't see it. And Broly, Super Broly, when he went to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting ready to battle Broly. And he did like the... It's like he had like a... he was going into the trance and kind of floating up. And you just see him... just changing. It was the smoothest change I ever seen. And it showed him, like, his hair got green at one point, and it was, I don't want to get into a deep dive, but it could, like, people was talking about a potential theory for that. Because for a brief second, he goes green as well before he gets to red.
With the red.
Yeah, and then blue eventually after all that and all of that. Gotcha. But yeah. So he, like, skipped certain joints that we'd never seen him get to. So he went to the 2 and everything. And Vegeta's Super Saiyan 2 is probably, to me, the coldest Super Saiyan 2
that's what I was
look.
Saying.
Like, yeah.
That was tough, too.
But yeah, that's my favorite one. Like, when you see it and he's just changing, Mike, I'm going to show you. Like, that joint was cold, yo. Yeah. And then, but yeah, that's my favorite joint. But yeah, man, it was just tough, you know. A lot of people's impacted from all across the board, man. Like, a lot of people.
We really appreciate that impact, man. Yeah.
Thank you, yo. Thank you.
That changed the trajectory of
honestly, thank you.
Like, you know, people had
affected my whole life.
Yeah. One of the most influential joints, man.